Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Key. How may I help you?
This is Vicki McClung. Y'all have charged me $93 for something I have nothing to do with that I did not authorize.
Can I get your zip code?
38023.
And your first and last name?
Vicki McClung, McClung, 75 Davidson Road.
And for security purpose? Yes, ma'am. You already verified your shipping address. So, yes, it does show that you did purchase our Everly Anti-Aging Skin Cream and the Eye Complex.
Yeah, $4.97. And then y'all kept adding this stuff on there and adding this stuff on there that I couldn't get to delete off of there. And I didn't, because I didn't know, I only wanted the one thing. And y'all kept adding stuff to it. And I did not authorize all that. I backed out of it.
So when you agree to purchase this product, you agree to it on a 14-day trial. So you have 14 days to try it out to see how you like it. And if you didn't like it,
well,
you're
send it back if that's what you want, because you ain't, I mean, I ain't paying no damn $93. I never agreed to $93.
So due to health regulations and COVID, we don't allow those products back into the warehouse. Now, I can't offer you a 35% discount on any future orders.
Then it's going to be a long time being future.
Okay, so I can get your account canceled out so that you won't be able to ship any more of our products in the future.
Fine, that suits me. Because if I know it'd be that much, I wouldn't even got on there at all. And then y'all kept adding stuff I did not authorize and couldn't get it deleted off of there, so I backed out of it.
Okay, so you are canceled out, so you won't be able to ship any of our products in the future.
And you're going to reimburse me my money.
Okay, ma'am. So any charges that I already went through before this call, I can't tamper with.
Well, I want my $93 back, or I'm going to be raising 10 kinds of hell.
Okay, ma'am. Well, as I previously stated, I can't tamper with any of those charges before this call.
Because
those
I did not authorize that $93, and it's only pending right now. And I never authorized that, and y'all have already charged me for those other three.
No, ma'am. You paid the shipping and handling charges on those products on the 13th, and then you got that lift serum. We haven't charged you the original cost of that product until the 6th of February, and that was that $93.99 charge. So
it's pending right now on my account, and I did not authorize no $93. It was told to me on there for $4.97. It didn't say anything about paying for something else later on.
Yes, ma'am. It stated in the terms and conditions that there was a 14-day trial.
Well, then I'll send the shit back.
No, ma'am, we can't allow that product back. We can only, that's why we gave you the 14-day trial.
I tried to back out of it. I didn't even complete the damn thing. I tried to back out of it, and it wouldn't let me do that either.
Mm-hmm. Well, that order did go through and was delivered on the 22nd. So I did get your membership canceled out, but I won't be able to tamper with that charge.
Well, who can then? Because I want my money back.
So we all follow the same protocol in here, so there's no one that could refund you back that charge, ma'am.
Yes, there's somebody that can refund that extra charge, because I did not authorize no damn $93.
Yes, ma'am. When you stated that you agreed to the terms and conditions, it stated that I agree.
I did not authorize no $93.
When
you
checked the box, yes, ma'am.
Anything about $93.
Yes, ma'am.
What's $93 for?
I don't
know. It was in our terms and conditions. That is the original cost of the product that you received back on the 22nd. It stated in our terms and conditions.
It didn't show the original cost at all on there anywhere.
Yes, ma'am. This information is in our terms and conditions.
Come on, get me a damn lawyer and sue the hell out of y'all.
Okay. So I want to thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy your day.
Who's your card
through? Walmart. You have to file a, what do you call it?